you're here today to talk about your participation in the We Need to Talk series that touches on a variety of different topics. And on Monday, February 25th, the topic under discussion will be honour. How? What's the connection between your work in fashion, in art, and honour?
I think the connection is not very, very obvious, not very clear, because I think this notion of honor is something very, very conceptual. In fact, very difficult to define. And I think honor can be included in all sort of manner, in all sort of subjects. You know, you can act with honor. You can be a persona of which has been distinguished by a medal or something, and it's a mark of honor. Or yes, there are all sort of ways of dealing with this notion. In fact, in the fashion world, there is a brand called Honor, founded a few years ago in New York. It's very funny. It's a young lady who has founded this brand following the name of her sister.
So what are you going to be touching on then from your own perspective and the industry that you've been working in around fashion and art? How does honor, what does that term mean to you?
I mean, honor is linked with the fact of being proud. It's linked with the notion of distinctions. And this is also another huge link with the fashion world. The system of fashion, when it was invented, it was, you know, during this moment between the end of medieval ages and the beginning of Renaissance. And in this moment, it was the invention, and more precisely around King François Ier, and then King Louis XIV, it was the growing up of this notion of a monarchy, of droit divin, and a kind of organization centered around the king. And it was the end of the feudal organization of the country, you know, where the power was spread around between different cities and different count and princes. Suddenly the power centered around the king had to be really built around the notion of a court and a courtesan life. You know, the former aristocrats were asked to be to come and to live, and especially it's the meaning of Versailles. You know, Versailles is a political program. It's not just a beautiful castle. It's a beautiful castle with a symbolic and political program. And inside this program, this vision of the king, the absolute power, as we say in France, the fashion is playing a huge role. Fashion is a way for the courtesan to be dressed in a powerful manner. It's not just to be dressed in a nice manner. It's the real notion of a powerful representation of yourself is very important, because it's a way to behave around the king and to get more power through the king, because the king is able to give you, I don't know the translation, what we call the charge, you know, the fact that you belong some monastery, some farm, some, you know, ministry. And through these charges, you can become more powerful and more rich. In order to become more rich, you have to look rich, even though it's not a real thing, you know, it's a symbol, very. And in the fashion world, you look more powerful through very expensive fabric, very expensive colors, very expensive embroideries. And in the history, it's very interesting to notice that the men were more fashionable than women during many centuries, because they were the chief of each family, and they were the one who were really trying to grow the strength of one's family through their appearance, through their castle, and through the way they were dressed fashionably. This whole thing was really huge during centuries. It stopped in the 19th century. You know, slowly men started to give to the women this role to being, to be dressed in a beautiful manner to represent the strength of one dynasty, of one family.